God. Amen?
Amen.
When you think about it, when you think about the stuff that we go through every day, but yet this Creator who spoke and everything was, who threw the stars into their place, who said, I knew you before the foundation of the earth. Satan does everything he can to tear us down and break us, to convince us that we're no good, to convince us that we're worthless. But our God loves us so much, Yahweh Elohim loves us so much that He left His throne room to come and die for our sins, to come and sacrifice Himself so that we could be saved and be salvaged from a world of sin and evil and wickedness. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a mighty powerful Yah that we serve. And the thing that He did for us, He gave us an armor that we could have to put upon ourselves every single day. And I encourage you, if you don't, this is something you definitely need to do every morning, to pray this armor to be upon you. And I want to give you what I hope to be an understanding of what that armor really is. I'm going to take this armor, each piece of this armor, back to the Hebrew and the Greek to get a deeper, more profound understanding. English is a noun language. A, B, C, D, E, F, G doesn't mean anything until you put it together in a word. In Hebrew, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, each Hebrew letter has a whole sentence of definition. It's a verb language. And so, one letter, like Aleph, the first letter of the alphabet, it means strength, leader, and Yahweh, or God. All right, and it has a whole definition behind it. So one Hebrew word can have a whole paragraph of definition behind it. Amen? So what we're going to do is we're going to understand the armor of God from a Hebrew perspective so that you can understand this amazing armor that you have to put on every day to protect you from the wiles of the devil. All right? So with that, let's read Ephesians 6 real quick, 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of Yah that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of Yah that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yah, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, to think of that right off the bat, it's like, okay, you know, you think of a military uniform, or you might think of the old Roman uniform and shield and breastplate and helmet and all that stuff, right? But it's more than that. First, let's look at the helmet of salvation. Does anybody know? And real quick, when I preach on Saturday for our service, when I preach, I welcome the congregation to ask questions during the message. So if anybody, if I say anything and you got a question, please do not hesitate to ask the question. If I don't know the answer, I will say I don't know. But hopefully I'll know. But does anybody know what the word salvation is in Hebrew? Besides those of mine that are here from the congregation. And, you know, I was blessed with our elder Robert, our assistant pastor Anthony and Angela, and Treasure and Jerry and Vanessa and a handful of the people in our congregation, they came to either heckle me or support me. They haven't told me yet. So, salvation is the Hebrew word Yeshua. Now, listen to what I'm saying. The helmet of salvation is literally to declare the helmet of Jesus Christ on my head. I am wrapping my mind with my Messiah, my King. So Yeshua comes from the root word Yeshah, which means salvation, something saved, and deliverance. So when we read that first part of the armor, it says to put on the helmet of salvation. So literally, put on something that is saved and something that is delivered upon your head and wrap your mind around it. What is Satan's biggest weapon against us? Anybody? Amen. Our mind. Our mind is his playground. Because our mind is the thing that affects everything in our life. Our emotions. Somebody does something, we think something, we react in our emotions. Whether it's happy, anger, sad, depression, whatever it may be. Our mind triggers everything else. This is why he said that we must bring our thoughts into captivity daily. Because our minds deceive us. Our thoughts deceive us. And so we put on the helmet of salvation. The Greek word for salvation is soterion. It means defender, deliver, health, and rescue. Now, I had some other verses because I've got an hour-long message on this, but I don't want anybody to shoot me. So, all right, let's go to the breastplate of righteousness. The word righteousness in Hebrew is tzedek. It means straightness, upright, innocent, and holy. So when we pray and we ask, put upon me the breastplate of righteousness, I'm asking Yah to literally put upon me holy innocence. Because what is the thing that needs to be protected? Yeshua said, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. So I'm asking my Messiah to please protect my heart with holy innocence, to put on that breastplate of righteousness. In the Greek, it is the word dikaios, which also means innocent and holy. Psalm 119 is a very awesome verse that really breaks it down. But maybe some other time I'll be able to get into that. Our loins girt about in truth. The Hebrew word is emet. It means something firmly set in place. Now that's a little more deeper than what we are used to in an English language. So you say, are you telling me the truth? Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. Are you sure? But if it's like, I'm telling you the truth, is I'm telling you something that is firmly set into place. So we put on, we gird our loins in truth, our belt of truth. It is to be centered in something that is firmly set into place, that cannot be moved, and that is not concealed. In the Greek, aletheia, it is something not concealed. So our belt of truth is firmly set in place and is something that is not concealed, because we cannot hide the truth. Amen? Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The word shod is novel. It means locked, bolted, and secure. So the gospel of peace that we put, that and what does that mean? That why would God say, let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Why are we putting the preparation of gospel of peace upon our feet? Anybody? Going forth. Going forth? What else? Huh? Yes. Amen. Everywhere that we walk, right? What we walk, what our walk is every day, is who we are. Amen? So our feet are shod. So when we shod, we are locking, we are bolting and making secure upon our feet the gospel of our Messiah. The Greek word hupadeo, to bind under one's feet, to put on. The word preparation is lehachin, to prepare, to make ready, to groom. We are grooming. Yahweh is grooming us in His gospel. preparing us and to walk in that gospel of peace. Also, groom in Hebrew, kun, to be firm. And the Greek word hedomasia, to provide and to make ready. The word gospel in Hebrew is basharah. It means a message, tidings, and news. And we've all heard the verse, blessed is he who walks in the gospel and spreads the good tidings and the message of peace. Amen? The word peace in Hebrew is shalom. It is the root word shalom. It means to restore, to make whole, and to be complete. So if I say to you, as a Jewish person, or anybody, Jew or not, if somebody walks up to you and says shalom to you, I am literally declaring upon you, may you be made whole, may you be complete. So the gospel of peace, I am walking what is locked upon my feet, that God is grooming me in His gospel so that I will be made whole and complete to those I share it to. Amen? The shield of faith. The Hebrew word is magin. It means fortress, refuge, salvation for protection, defend, and champion. The Greek word is thora. It means portal or entrance. The word faith in Hebrew is emunah. It means secure, supported, firmness, and firm action. Hebrews 11:1, what does it say? Anybody? Okay. Nobody? Huh? Say that again. Faith is the evidence of things hoped. Exactly. Yeah. But I want to show you something real quick on that. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if faith is something that is secure, it is supported, firm action. So now the firm action is the substance of things hoped for. Our firm action, what does Paul tell us? Faith without works is what? So faith is a firm action. Our action is walking in the ways of the Word of God, walking in obedience to His commandments. And whatever He tells us to do, what He leads us to do, I want this out of your life. You need this in your life. You need to walk away from this part of your life. Whatever it is, so that He can refine us and create us into the child that He meant us to be. Amen? Amen. So faith, or that firm action in the substance of things hoped for. The word hope, just to throw this extra thing in, is the word tikva in Hebrew. It means expectation. It's not like, well, I hope this happens. That's not the kind of hope that is from our Father. It is an expectation. Not an arrogance, but it is an expectation because what God has declared to be, what He has promised to give us, we can expect to have it because He promised it and it cannot be changed. So with that said, our firm action is the substance of things expected and the things that are not seen. Amen? All right, and then the Greek word for faith is pistis. It means convince, rely, trust, and yield. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yah. The word sword in Hebrew is harev, to fight or to strive. The word Spirit, maybe some have heard this, Ruach HaKodesh, that means the Holy Spirit in Hebrew. The word Spirit, Ruach, is wind, breath, and understood by the ancient Hebrews as Yah's character. So when it says that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam and he became a living being, it says that God breathed His character into His creation and He became a living being. We have the character of our God in us. And Satan does everything he can to steal it away. He is the father of lies. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's up to us to not allow him to have that victory. Because we already have the victory when Yeshua died on the cross and rose from the... Amen. The Greek word for spirit is pneuma. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, now I heard you refer to God in Hebrew as Yah.
Yah or Yahweh.
Yah or Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I was told that it was Yahweh, so that's not... So Yahweh.
Yeah. Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh. Yeah, there some... You have Sephardic Jews and you have Ashkenazi Jews. And so some have a little... Some pronounce it a little different, but through all history and studies and stuff, the most accurate to be found is Yahweh on how to say it.
I know that you spell it Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, so...
Yes.
Yahweh.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. And then Yeshua is Jesus' name in Hebrew. So the Greek word for spirit is pneuma, means soul, vital principle, divine God. The word in Hebrew is devarim or devar. It means divide or divine word. And in the Greek is herema, to utter or to command. So with all of that said, the whole entire armor of God, the helmet of salvation, and before I share this all together, here is a way like to share just for your own food for thought. Alright? When I pray and I ask Yah every day to put the armor on me, I pray like this. I say, Father, put the helmet of salvation upon me to protect my mind. Place on me the breastplate of righteousness to protect my heart. Gird about me the belt of truth so that I will be centered in your word. Shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace so that I will walk in all of your ways. And give me the shield of faith to withstand all of the fiery darts of the enemy. And give me the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of you, God, so that I can defeat the enemy. And that's how I pray it, that Yah will put that upon me every day so that I can stand. And the way that we are able to victoriously use the sword, which is the Word of God, is to study the Word of Yah. We've got to be in this every day. We have to know it. Because the more we know this Word, the weaker we see how Satan really is. Amen?
Amen.
So with all that put together... With the definitions and the breakdown from the Hebrew and the Greek, this is what the real the armor of Yah is for us. The helmet of salvation, which is Yeshua, our rescuer. The breastplate of righteousness to keep us innocent, holy, and upright. Our loins girt about in truth, so that we are not concealed, but set firmly in place. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We bind under our feet, making ready to declare that rest, that millennial Sabbath that will come and make us whole and complete when our Messiah returns. Putting on the shield of faith so we enter into the fortress of refuge in trust, yielding ourselves, supporting the firm action of Yahweh. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yah, we bring the fight through our spirit and our divine God, which gives us His character to withstand and overcome the fiery darts of the enemy by Yah's command. When we come to understand the word of Yah like this, and don't get me wrong, you don't need to know Hebrew. You don't need to read Hebrew. You don't need to speak Hebrew to understand God's word like this. What you have to have is a complete surrendered heart. A heart that says, I want to know you your way, not my way. I want to know you the way you intended me to know you. And show me what I need to be so that I can put that smile on your face. Because my life, I used to be a hardcore biker. I was a meth addict that I've been clean almost 15 years. I have been with the worst of the worst. I've hung out and I've been I used to be a hateful, violent man. Loved getting into bar brawls and everything else. And God, for whatever reason, got a hold of me and said, I got plans for you. And I praise Him every day. And we all need to praise Him and be thankful every day, because every breath that you take is from His permission. The very word breath is to speak His name in Hebrew. Count it all joy for every day that you get to stand and say, Abba, Father. There are only two people in this world that can call me Daddy. And that's my two daughters back there. Nobody else can. There are only certain people that can call God Almighty, El Shaddai, Yahweh Elohim. There are only a certain amount of people that can call Him Abba Father. And that are those who belong to Him as His children. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.